Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1655. Are morning workouts best? By Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. I get asked a lot, when is the best time to work out? Well, today's article is going to talk all about it. So let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Are morning workouts best? By Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Do you believe this fitness myth? Morning workouts are best? To be honest, the best time to work out is the time that you schedule it and get it done uninterrupted. That's the bottom line. But there's been a lot of talk about people who exercise in the morning, sustaining weight loss, being able to manage their health, and making it a lifelong habit to exercise. So does that mean morning workouts are best? Not necessarily, from an exercise standpoint. In other words, if I hooked you up to a device that measured your output, meaning the number of calories that you burn per minute when you exercise, it doesn't necessarily indicate that those who work out in the morning burn more calories or work at a higher level of effectiveness. Listen up. The reason you often hear that working out in the morning is the best is because those are individuals who are able to make it a lifestyle option. We also know that when folks work out first thing in the morning, they tend to be more energetic, more productive, and sleep better the night before. Studies say, in general, that's not to say that it's right for you. I hear from thousands of people who are like, I know you always work out in the morning, Chalene, but I don't have any energy in the morning, and I can kill it when I work out in the evenings. And that's what I look forward to doing when I get home from work. The research supports that the time of day that creates the least amount of resistance for you is the best time to exercise. One study found that afternoon exercises, those who exercise between noon and 6 p.m., found that their output was much higher than those who exercise in the first part of the day. Now, the theory is that the body is warmer and that we're more awake and more alert and have more emotions pumping through us, and therefore tend to go a lot harder in the second part of the day. I can tell you that personally, I exercise every morning, but when I hook myself up to a Fitbit or Apple Watch, I have a much higher calorie burn later in the day. So you might ask yourself, then why don't you work out later in the day? My preference. I get it done in the morning, no matter how disciplined I swear I'm going to be, and promise myself I'm going to do it midday or schedule it even for an evening, I just never do it. So here's my theory. A workout where I burn fewer calories is still a better workout than a workout that gets interrupted too often. A recent study by Appalachian State University found that morning workouts are actually best if you want to improve your sleep. Now, it's really a toss-up between what's the best time to exercise, though, morning or evening? Personal thoughts. Again, I personally believe that the best time to exercise is in the morning, because I don't think many people are going to demand time with you or expect you to schedule a phone call or even to return an email or answer questions at 5 a.m. That's why I love to encourage people to exercise first thing in the morning. Final thoughts. So the bottom line is, it's really up to you. Do what works best for your schedule, but keep in mind some of the research. Understand where the trade-offs are. If your workouts keep getting interrupted, if week after week you intend to work out 5 times a week and you're only getting in 2 or 3 because life is getting in the way, well then the time that you're scheduling your workout is not really effective. And getting your workout done, even if you're not burning as many calories, is more important to your mental well-being, your physical well-being, your creativity, your patience, and all of those other important reasons why we exercise. You just listened to the post titled, "Are Morning Workouts Best?" by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, what about working out first thing in the morning in a fasted state? That's where you haven't consumed anything that contains significant calories for about 8 hours, and then you decide to work out. Could that help with burning more body fat? Most researchers admit that before you go and try fasted cardio for yourself, thinking it's going to help you eventually cut down your body fat, think again. In fact, most researchers say fasted cardio may not lead to the actual loss of body fat. Plus, there are situations where I wouldn't recommend exercising in a fasted state. For example, I would never recommend someone jump in a pool and start swimming laps after having fasted for 8 hours. Why? Well, when our blood sugar levels get too low, you faint. If you faint in a pool, you drown. I also wouldn't recommend fasted cardio for those that are pregnant or those with diabetes or children and adolescents or the elderly for that matter. In fact, I would be cautious before recommending anyone try fasted cardio. That's because having low blood sugar is actually far more dangerous in the short term than having high blood sugar. So, as Chalene said in her article, whatever time of day you decide to exercise that suits your lifestyle best is the perfect time. My advice would be to make sure that you're not in a fasted state before you start your workout. And in fact, the American College of Sports Medicine, after looking at many, many studies, recommends that we have a little bit of carbohydrate 1 to 2 hours before our workout, along with adequate hydration, of course. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.